From Birmingham, Alabama, the heart of the South, this is the heart and soul of rock and roll. Brought to you worldwide by Birmingham Record Collectors Club, dedicated to the collecting and preservation of music through lasting friendships. BRC is the largest group of its kind in the United States and produces the largest CD, record, and music memorabilia show and convention in the southeastern U.S. every third weekend in August, and will again be at the Gardendale Civic Complex near Birmingham, Alabama. Now, with thanks to Birmingham's own Bobby Mizell and his pumpin' piano, welcome in, you rock and rollers. The heart and soul of rock and roll, brought to you by the Birmingham Record Collectors. Rockin' Ray here, and we're glad to be with all of our Birmingham Record Collector buddies. We've got some great music for you as we look at that old time of the year again, time to go back to school. Yeah, hard to believe, but it is that time again for our back-to-school program. Although parents often rejoice at the prospect of sending the kids back, the kids often not so much. Well, tonight we're going to hear some tunes that cover everything from the first days back in class, grades, football games, girls the guys want to meet, dropping out, prom, and yes, even finally, maybe, graduating. We'll see how many of these you happen to remember. Starts in 1954. We go all the way back and begin with a song by Ellis Otha Bates McDaniel, better known to us as Bo Diddley. Bo was originally trained to play the violin, but he wanted to emulate John Lee Hooker, so he changed to the guitar. He learned to make guitars while in vocational school, and at the age of 15, created his own first rectangular guitar. Bo took his stage name from an old Deep South one-stringed instrument called the Diddley Bow. Here's Bo Diddley kicking off our show with Back to School.
Listening to BRC Radio.
Good guys!
Though Bo Diddley seemed to be looking forward to getting back to school, the Four Tops lyrics reflect a totally opposite viewpoint. This was the lead single from the soundtrack for the movie Grease 2. Unfortunately, the movie was a flop, and the record only reached number 71. Here are the Four Tops lamenting that the Board of Education took away their parole and they are back to school again.
In 1970, the Jackson 5 had a number one hit on Motown, ABC. We can't ignore one of the first things you learn in school, and that's the alphabet. The Jackson 5 turned this into a hit, knocking out the Beatles' Let It Be from the number one spot. They first performed on American Bandstand and had the cutest little lead singer you've ever seen. And here are the Jackson 5 singing ABC.
Oh!
Jan and Dean were more interested in the New Girl in School in their 1963 recording. Originally, the song was titled Gonna Hustle You. Liberty Record executives decided that was way too suggestive and had them change some of the lyrics and the title. The next version was Get a Chance with You. Oops. Once again, too raunchy. The final version reached number 37, but in 1973, Dean released the original version, Gonna Hustle You. You just can't hold Dean Torrance down. For now, we'll hear what was the flip side of Dead Man's Curve, Jan and Dean singing New Girl in School.
Papa Durande, Rande, Durande, Rande, Durande, Rande. I got it bad for the new girl in school. The guys are flipping, but I'm playing it cool. Everybody's passing notes in class. They really dig her, now she's such a gas. Chicks are jealous of the new girl in school. They put her down and they treat her so cruel. But the guys are going out of their minds, 'cause she's the finest chick you'll ever find. Durande, Rande, Durande, Rande, Durande, Rande. Sure was a drag till she transferred here.
Hi, this is Dean Torrance of Jan and Dean, and you are listening to Heart and Soul of Rock and Roll with all the gang from BRC and Rock and Ray the DJ too. God bless them.
BRC.
Simon and Garfunkel met while they were in grade school, and they were in a school play called Alice in Wonderland. They began to sing together, basing their sounds on the Everly Brothers' harmony. In their teens, they paid $25 to record one of their songs at a small studio, and as luck would have it, a producer from Big Records heard them, and their professional career began. Recorded under the names of Tom and Jerry, here are Simon Garfunkel singing their number 94 hit, Hey, Schoolgirl.
Ooh, bop-a-loo-chi-bop, you're mine. Say, ooh, bop-a-loo-chi-bop, you're mine. Hey, schoolgirl in the second row. The teacher's looking over, so I gotta whisper way down low. You say, ooh, bop-a-loo-chi-bop, let's meet at the school after three. She said, hey, babe, but there's one thing more. My school is over at a half past four. Baby, when we're older, weekend day, ooh, let's wait. Hey, schoolgirl in the second
teacher's looking over, so I gotta whisper way down low. Say, whoop-a-loo-cha-pa, let's meet after school at three. She said, hey, babe, I got a lot to do. It takes me hours when my homework's through. Sunday will go steady, so don't you fret. Not yet. She's looking over, so I gotta whisper way down low. Say, whoop-a-loo-cha-pa, let's meet after school at three. Then she turned around at me with that gleam in her eye. She said, I'm sorry if I passed you by. I'm gonna skip my phone, I'm gonna cut my class. Bug out of here real fast. Hey, school girl in the second row, the words that I want you to know. Well, it's whoop-a-loo-cha-pa, you're mine, I knew it all the time. Whoop-a-loo-cha-pa, you're mine. Whoop-a-loo-cha-pa, you're mine. Whoop-a-loo-cha-pa.
Good Morning, Little Schoolgirl by the Yardbirds was recorded in 1964 on the Columbia label. In 1937, John Lee, that's Sonny Boy Williamson, recorded a song called Good Morning Schoolgirl. In 1964, the Yardbirds released their version in the UK. The song charted in the UK. However, in the States, it was not released as a single, but as part of their first American album, For Your Love. With Eric Clapton on the guitar, here are the Yardbirds singing Good Morning Little Schoolgirl.
In 1955, the Five Royals recorded Schoolgirl on King Records.
You know, one of the most important reasons for going back to school for the guys was to see the girls. Here is yet another song about those girls, or ladies, or chicks. The Five Royals sing School Girl.
Wonderful World by Sam Cooke, 1960 on the King record label. Wonderful World was written by Herb Alpert and Lou Adler. Sam Cooke tweaked the lyrics a bit and released it on King Records in 1960. It was the last song he did for King Records before signing with RCA. No film footage of his performance is known to exist, and ABCO President Alan Klein offered $10,000 if anyone could find a copy. We'll have to be satisfied with him just singing Sam Cooke. Wonderful World.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too,
what a wonderful world this would be.
Don't know much about geography. Don't know much trigonometry. Don't know much about algebra. Don't know what a slide rule is for. But I do know
one and one is two.
And if this one could be with you,
what a wonderful world this would be.
Now I don't claim to be an A student, but I'm trying to be, for maybe by being an A student, baby, I can win your love for me. Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that
I love you.
And I know that
if you love me too, what a wonderful world.
ta-ta-ta.
History. Biology.
Well, I ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta.
French art too.
Yeah. Well, I do know that
I love you.
And I know that
if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be.
Internet Radio.
BRC.
If you're enjoying what you're hearing tonight, there's a lot more of it out there. You can come to meetings that we have. You can come to our record show in August. You can join the club and just get the newsletter. We have monthly meetings at the library in Homewood on Oxmoor Road. We have a yearly record show in August. We have it on the third weekend in August. And this year it will be at the Gardendale Civic Center in Gardendale, Alabama. As far as joining the club, you can get in touch with Ray at ray@rockingray.com, or you can send us a letter to P.O. Box 59533, Birmingham, Alabama, 35259. And that's the Birmingham Record Collectors. You're on the website right now, birminghamrecord.com. We'd love to have you contact us and be a part of what we're doing.
BRC, it's nice to have you in Birmingham.
Remember your parents or you yourself as a parent going to the parent-teacher meetings? Jeannie C. Riley recorded a Tom T. Hall song in 1968 about that very thing, Harper Valley PTA. Selling over 6 million copies, this made Riley the first woman to top both the Billboard Hot 100 and the country music charts at the same time, a feat that would not be repeated until Dolly Parton's 1981 9-to-5. Here's Jeannie C. Riley sucking it to the Harper Valley PTA.
Got a note here from the Harper Valley PTA. Well, the note said, Mrs. Johnson, you're wearing your dress is way too high. It's reported you've been drinking and are running around with men and going wild. And we don't believe you ought to be bringing up your little girl this way. It was signed by the secretary, Harper Valley PTA. Well, it happened that the PTA was gonna meet that very afternoon. And they were sure surprised when Mrs. Johnson wore her mini skirt into the room. And as she walked up to the blackboard, I can still recall the words she had to say. He's away. And Mr. Baker, can you tell us why your secretary had to leave this town? And shouldn't Gwyneth Jones be told to keep her window shades all full completely down? Just a little patent place, and you're all Harper Valley hypocrites. No, I wouldn't put you on because it really did.
Remember the haze flowing from the school's restrooms between classes? I'm sure none of you participated in breaking the no smoking rule, right? Well, Brownsville Station members obviously did, and they recorded a song about it. Here's the number 3 hit from 1973, Smoking in the Boys' Room.
How you doing out there? You ever seem to have one of those days where it just seems like everybody's getting on your case, from your teacher all the way down to your best girlfriend? Well, you know, I used to have them just about all the time, but I found a way to get out of it. Let me tell you about it.
In 1959, a record store owner in Norfolk, Virginia, wrote a song entitled High School USA. It mentioned specific high schools in Virginia. Atlantic Records wanted to appeal to the local audiences, so it released 28 other versions for different states. California DJs played their version, while Florida radio station played theirs. Let's listen to Tommy Facenda sing the Alabama version of High School USA.
High School USA.
High School USA.
I dropped my books in my misery.
High School USA.
Stole on down to the soda shop.
High School USA.
Drop a coin in the old jukebox.
High School USA.
Well, now looking all around, what did I see? Every school kid that could ever be. They come from Cloverdale and Robert E. Lee, Campbell High and Chamberlain, Avondale and Druid Hills, Southwest Groves and Gainesville, Dalton Murphy, Waycross 2. Well, I want to do the high school vibe with you.
Yeah, yeah!
Well, come Saturday morning they were still going strong.
High School USA.
They've been rocking and rolling all night long.
High School USA.
No time to study on their ABCs.
High School USA.
They're getting their lessons on the birds and the bees.
High School USA.
Yeah, all across the floor they are doing the hop. Everybody doing that a high school bop. They come from Richmond, Glen, and Northside, Capitol Heights, and Moultrie High, Savannah, Shade, Anniston, Roosevelt, Smith, and Woodlawn, Murrieta, Dalton, too. Well, I want to do the high school bop with you. That was Grady, Fulton, Sylvan Hills, Brown, Lanier, and Gainesville, Inslee, Ramsey, West End High, Central City, and Northside, Decatur, Robbins, Phillips, too. Well, I want to do the high school bop with you. Uh-huh.
High school.
The movie Grease is a classic from 1978. Its soundtrack was the second highest selling album of that year, only to Saturday Night Fever. Kids today still know the songs from Hopelessly Devoted to this quirky one by Frankie Avalon, Beauty School Dropout.
Your story's sad to tell, a teenage ne'er-do-well. Most mixed up, non-delinquent, on the block. Your future so unclear now, what's left of your career now? Can't even get a trade in on your smile. No graduation day for you. Beauty school dropout. Missed your midterms and flunked shampoo. Well, at least you could have taken time to wash and clean your clothes up after spending all that dough to have the doctor fix your nose up. Baby, get moving. Why keep your feeble hopes alive? What are you proving? You've got the dream, but not the drive. If you go for your diploma, you could join a steno crew, turn in your T's and comb, and go back to high school. Beauty school dropout, hanging around the corner store. Beauty school dropout. It's about time you knew the score. Well, they couldn't teach you anything. You think you're such a looker, but no customer would go to you unless she was a hooker. Baby, don't sweat it. You're not cut out to hold a job. Better forget it. Who wants their hair done by a slob? Now your bangs are curled, your lashes twirled, but still the world is cruel. Wipe off that angel face and go back to high school. Baby, don't blow it. Don't put my good advice to shame. Baby, know it. Even dear Abby say the same. Now I've called the shot. Get off the pot. I really gotta fly. Gotta be going to that malt shop in the sky.
Back to high school. The Rock and Roll Radio Reunion with
Rocky and Ray.
Hey, rock and roll music fans, Rockin' Ray here. Hey, if you like the music on the heart and soul of rock and roll, we've got another treat for you. It's the Rock and Roll Radio Reunion with yours truly. Right here, produced by BRC, and you'll find it right here on the website. It's a time tunnel trip backwards, 50 years. We'll be playing music from the early 60s all the way up to this month, 1964. Join us, a new show each month, right here on BRC Radio. You're gonna love it.
Hi, this is Dave Zane from the Buckinghams. You're listening to the heart and soul of rock and roll with all the gang from BRC and Rocking Ray DJ 2.
Color the sound of
BRC
Iridescent.
1979, Pink Floyd produced the rock opera The Wall. A song from the second of the three parts of the opera was the only number one the group would achieve. Banned in South Africa, it became a protest song against rigid schooling in the UK and the US. Here's Pink Floyd singing Another Brick in the Wall.
Going back to school always included those dances and parties after the football games. Jerry Lee Lewis released High School Confidential from the movie by the same title in 1958. He recorded at Sun Studios, but then flew to California where the movie director had him on a flatbed truck with a drummer, bass player, surrounded by fake high school students. He would record 14 takes. Eventually, a combination of the studio versions would be released, climbing to the charts to number 21. sure to get you toe tapping. Here's Jerry Lee Lewis with High School Confidential.
Open up a honey, it's your lover boy, me that's knocking. Why don't you listen to me, sugar, all the cats are at the high school rocking. Honey, get your bopping shoes before the jukebox blows the fuse. Everybody hopping, everybody's bopping, a bopping at the high school hop. Well, the bopping at the high school hop, taking at the high school hop. Hopping at the high school hop, rocking at the high school hop. Well, everybody hopping, everybody's bopping, bopping at the high school hop. Come on, little baby, let's rock a little bit tonight. Ooh, let's get the with the sugar, let's shake it up tonight. Well, my heart's a beating rhythm and my feet are moving smooth and alive. Well, bopping at the high school hop, bopping at the high school hop, shaking at the high school hop, moving at the high school hop. Everybody bopping, everybody rocking, bopping at the high school hop. Now let's go! Baby, I'm gonna give you some good news. Look at here, sweet mama, let the burner bump my shoes. Hey, my heart's a beating rhythm, my soul is singing the blues. Well, I'm bopping at the high school hop, bopping at the high school hop, jumping at the high school hop, been rolling at the high school hop. Well, everybody hopping, everybody's bobbing, bobbing at the high school hop. Now let's go! Woo!
Internet Radio BRC.
In 1956, Ray Conniff arranged Singing the Blues for Marty Robbins, and it was a big hit. Consequently, the next year, Robbins insisted on Conniff to arrange his next song, which would top the country charts and reach number 2 on the pop charts. I bet you remember this one and the girl or guy who you were dancing with when you heard it. Marty Robbins sings A White Sports Coat and a Pink Carnation.
A white sport coat and a pink carnation. I'm all dressed up for the dance. A white sport coat and a pink carnation. I'm all alone in romance. Once you told me long ago, prom with me you'd go. Now you've changed your mind, it seems. Someone else will hold my dreams. A white sport coat, and a pink carnation. You'd go. Now you've changed
seems someone else will hold my dreams. A white sport coat and a pink carnation. I'm in a blue, blue mood.
Even though summer seems to pass way too quickly, your senior year in high school seems to go by even faster. Before you know it, the classes, parties, football games, girl and boyfriends, prom, all gone. And it's time to graduate. We'll end tonight with a song by the Fleetwoods. It was one that they released between Come Softly and Mr. Blue. Listen to the Fleetwoods' smooth harmony in Graduation's Here.
Graduation, graduation. Graduation, high school parties are over. Things won't be the same. The day to grow up finally came. Graduation's here. Graduation, our trips to the ocean were so much fun. Remember the games we almost won. Graduation's here. Our senior year, and our one big sin was a senior skip when we were all turned in. But golly, mischief had to come. But now it's gotta go, 'cause graduation's here and we'll soon be on our own. Friends, alma mater too. Graduation's here. Graduation.
And we certainly hope all of you have graduated from this edition of The Heart and Soul of Rock and Roll by enjoying those trips back down memory lane as far as going back to school in the fall. Some great songs, great artists there, and we hope you enjoyed it. Next time, we're going to move on to songs by TV personalities. Did you know that actors think they can sing? TV personalities believe they can carry a tune? Well, we'll find out if that's actually possible as we hear songs by TV personalities on our next edition of The Heart and Soul of Rock and Roll. And then things get definitely ugly. It's sin songs. Joe's put together some really interesting and dastardly songs that he's going to present for us as we present sin songs. Ah, the very idea. Next, we move on to days of the week. That's right. Did you know that various days of the week actually appear in song titles? Well, they do. And there's a lot of songs about various days of the week, and that's going to be the subject of our next program on the Heart and Soul of Rock and Roll. Halloween comes up following that, and we've got a special Halloween presentation for you. We'll scare the boo-boo-y out of you, so make sure that you join us for Halloween music. We'll start that one about a week before Halloween, so we can get you good and scared. And then it's music used in advertising. That's right, music and the kind of songs that we listen to have become the most popular way to sell whatever it is you're selling. We're going to give you some examples of that as we look at music used in advertising. Another trip down instrumental lane comes up beyond that, some great old instrumental songs, and there's a bunch of them out there. Lots of great shows coming up for you on the Heart and Soul of Rock and Roll. Rock and Ray here, along with all the guys and gals. We thank you all for joining us right here on the Heart and Soul of Rock and Roll from BRC. For now, our own Bobby Mizell is going to wrap it up and take us home. Let's do it, Bobby. From the Birmingham Record Collectors Club and originating from Birmingham, Alabama, this has been the Heart and Soul of Rock and Roll, a historical educational project presented to preserve this important era of uniquely American music. Please email your request to me at ray@rockingray.com. Comments and suggestions are also welcome. Make your plans now to join us for our BRC record and CD show at the Gardendale Civic Center in Gardendale, Alabama. While on our website, explore other features, projects, and informative articles. Thanks to our theme music goes to Birmingham's own Bobby Mizell for the Heart and Soul Boogie. Keep on rocking, Bobby.